Radio Prague News.
The Prime Minister has threatened to resign if the Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs jeopardizes the government's reforms. Czech travel agencies have begun scrapping tourist trips to Egypt for safety reasons over riots escalating in the country. The International Service of Czech Radio is ending its shortwave broadcast after 75 years. Prime Minister Peter Nečas has threatened to resign if the Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs jeopardizes the government's reforms. In an interview for the commercial station Public TV, the Prime Minister said Public Affairs should make up its mind whether it wanted to be in government or in the opposition. He was reacting to a rapprochement between the Junior Coalition Party and the opposition Social Democrats in recent weeks. A recent internal e-vote of Public Affairs Party members and their supporters showed that they want the planned pension and healthcare reform bills to be passed by Parliament as constitutional bills, requiring the support of three-fifths of both deputies and senators. This would complicate matters for the coalition government, which would not have enough votes to push through the reform bills. Czech travel agencies have begun scrapping tourist trips to Egypt for safety reasons over riots escalating in the country, Czech Travel Agencies Association Vice President Tomio Okamura has said. The agencies have offered an early return from Egypt to Czech tourists who are staying there. Most agencies have offered their clients bound for Egypt to choose whether they want to leave for the North African country or for another foreign destination. At present, there are around 1,000 Czech tourists in Egypt. Seven charter flights continued to leave the Czech Republic for Egypt each week, Mr. Okamura said. After mass riots spread in Egypt last week, Czech agencies abolished previously scheduled tours of Cairo, Aswan, and Alexandria. The International Service of Czech Radio, Radio Prague, ends broadcasting on shortwave on Monday, 75 years after regular broadcasts on shortwave were first relayed from the Czechoslovak radio building in Vinohradská Street. The first broadcast was August 31, 1936, and included recorded music and live announcements in several languages. The station's decision to cut shortwave after 75 years followed a severe budget cut by the Foreign Ministry in line with the government's austerity measures aimed at reducing the state deficit. The station, which has seen some reduction in staff, will continue its broadcasts in six languages via the Internet as its main platform, as well as on satellite. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's all the news for now.